US health officials have declared that the country is facing an epidemic of loneliness that's as dangerous to health as smoking. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has called for social isolation to be treated as seriously as obesity or drug abuse. In a BBC interview, he warned that getting on for half of all Americans experience loneliness, increasing their risk of premature mortality by almost a third.
In addition to raising their risk of depression, anxiety and suicide, the increase in risk of physical illness, like cardiovascular disease, dementia, and stroke, is profound. It also may surprise people to learn that the increased risk of premature death that's associated with social connection is on par with the risk that we see from smoking daily and greater than the risk we see associated with obesity. So this is a profound public health challenge.
Jeremy Noble is a physician and public health specialist at Harvard Medical School. What does he make of this intervention from the Surgeon General? Do we need an antidote to loneliness?
One important thing is to begin to frame the conversation around loneliness so that we begin to understand the complexity of loneliness, that it's both a personal issue but also a societal issue. Even the framing of it as something that needs an antidote puts it into a medical model that may not always be helpful. Loneliness, it turns out, is not a disease. It's a brain state. It's a way of making sense of the world. But I don't think we end loneliness or cure it. What we do is begin to understand and navigate it. And some of the principles laid out by Dr. Murthy, I think, are a major step forward in enabling that.
Yeah. So it's about acknowledging it. How far do you think it's down to sort of just the fact of modern life? In many ways, we're more interconnected than we've ever been before through our presence online, but that can lead to greater disconnection. Do you think that is part of it, that it's just become a steeper mountain to climb?
You know, that is the paradox. We are more connected in some ways. Just consider this lovely conversation we're having right now from such a great distance. Modern life is not just one thing. It's a really complex, wonderful array of many things. And so better understanding the factors in our modern experience that we can adjust, redesign, navigate, be creative about opens up some enormous possibilities to be more connected.
I mean, you've obviously spent a lot of time investigating loneliness. Is it possible to sort of define what we mean by it and at what point it starts to become a damaging phenomenon? What are the sort of determining factors for how well people can deal with loneliness?
It begins with understanding what loneliness is. So, for instance, being lonely is not the same thing as being alone. Being alone can be such a positive, rewarding, enriching experience. We have a high-class word for it. We call it solitude. And yet, being alone in certain circumstances can lead to a very negative state of low self-esteem. The classic definition of loneliness has been the subjective feeling, the gap we have between the social connections we aspire to, what we desire, what we feel we need to have, and what we feel we do have. Just having social connections doesn't mean you will be less lonely. Classic example, imagine it's the holiday season and you're thinking about, okay, am I lonely these holidays, as many people are? There are two types of loneliness, at least, in the holidays. One is when you don't have a holiday party to go to and you feel isolated, ignored. The other is when you do go to a party, but you say, who are all these people around me that I can't connect with? It's a very different kind of loneliness. And we have to understand how loneliness actually appears in our lives, or else it'll be very challenging to take the steps at a personal or a societal level to navigate it.
Tell me a little bit about the project that you have set up, Project Unlonely. What are you trying to achieve there?
So Project Unlonely is a nonprofit initiative started by the Foundation for Art and Healing with three goals. One is to increase awareness of loneliness and its toxicity. The second goal is to reduce the stigma that surrounds it. Many people don't want to mention they're lonely. It leads to an immediate feeling that they may not be worthy or they've done something wrong. But the third is to begin to investigate programs and experiences that can be available to everyone so they can have the experience of being better connected by tapping into the power of creative expression. For the arts to have been such a sustaining force of almost any culture must mean they're doing something important for our psyche, something important for us to survive. So we tap into that power of creative expression as a way to give people a sense of connection to themselves, to others, and their community. It's been a terrific ride.
And that was Dr. Jeremy Noble, founder of the initiative Project Unlonely.